Unlocking potential, supercritical foaming technology in modern footwear design. It's fast, it has a lower environmental impact, it's solvent-free, it's safer for the people making it. It produces a fully customizable, lightweight, durable, and comfortable foam. It is supercritical foaming, and it may be the answer to your footwear design challenges and a step toward more sustainable manufacturing for footwear. What is supercritical foaming? Supercritical foaming is a physical foaming process for plastics. Before getting to the benefits of what that means, it's helpful to understand the alternative, chemical foaming processes. Chemical plastic foaming is arguably the most common technology used to create footwear foam today. In this process, a chemical foaming agent, K.A. blowing agents, is injected into a polymer. When heated together, the chemical foaming agent decomposes and releases gas into the mixture. The gas bubbles create air pockets in the melted polymer to create a foam. While cheap and very capable at their job, many chemical foaming agents bring along some baggage. Some of it is early in the supply chain during the manufacture of the toxic chemical agents. The rest is usually associated with inhalation risks, carcinogens, and the release of volatile organic chemicals, VOCs, during heating, decomposition, and post-production off-gassing. It's important to note that the chemicals used as foaming agents can vary. We encourage our brand partners to ask their suppliers for qualification and specifications of their safety processes. Supercritical foaming, SCF, skips the chemical part entirely and injects an inert, non-toxic gas, usually carbon dioxide or nitrogen, directly into the melted polymer. With the right blend of heat, pressure, and mixing, a uniform and high-quality foam is the result. The comfort and performance benefits of supercritical foaming. Supercritical foaming creates foam with the following characteristics: lightweight, small pore air pocket, size and uniformity, durable comfort, more stable performance. Lower environmental impacts with supercritical foaming. The environmental benefits of supercritical foaming stem from eliminating chemical foaming agents from the process. Lower demand for toxic chemical agents reduces their production and thereby reduces pollution along the entire supply chain. The associated human health risks of production-related inhalation and long-term exposure hazards are mitigated. Most of the post-production VOC off-gassing associated with chemical foaming is a result of the decomposition of the chemical agents when they're heated. So associated air quality and breathing quality hazards also mitigated with SCF. Remember that the overall impact of footwear foam manufactured via supercritical foaming is once again also reliant on the polymer, not just the process. For example, even though EVA can be foamed using SCF, the resultant foam still will not be recyclable or offer any other viable end-of-life solution beyond a landfill. This is why we chose thermoplastic polyurethane, TPU, for our breakthrough midsole foam, Circle RTPU30. Recyclable Circle RTPU30, produced using supercritical foaming. The most recent innovation from our sustainable materials division is a fully recyclable midsole foam produced using SCF. Circle RTPU30 is now available to all footwear brands and T1 manufacturers. Circle RTPU30 uses supercritical foaming to create a durable, flexible, and lightweight foam for all types of comfort-forward shoes. As the Circle name implies, we approach sustainability from a 360-degree perspective to create this superior midsole foam for brand partners seeking to lower their environmental impacts and move decisively toward their sustainability goals. To uplevel your current midsole foam options into comfort-forward, fully recyclable Circle RTPU30, get in touch with us.